100.7 WA2D, Ed Sheeran, perfect. Well, he's not in perfect shape right now. I guess he had a little bike accident.
Yeah, broke his arm and sprained his wrist.
How's he going to play the guitar?
Well, he's probably going to take the next 14 shows off. He was supposed to play in Taipei on the 22nd and then have 14 more shows across Asia. They might be postponed.
Yeah, because you can't play guitar with a broken arm.
But he could bring somebody else out to play guitar.
Well, that's true.
Just sing his songs.
That's true, but he's like a one-man band. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
He is.
Anya just called. Southbound 87 at exit 12, left lane blocked by debris. There was an accident. So southbound exit 12, 87, the throughway. Anya, thank you so much for that. And coming up at 8:45, we're going to be talking with Rocco DiSpirito about his new book.
And if you're looking for a farmer's market today, there's one happening at New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital in Cortland Manor from 11 to 4, right in the lobby.
And Rocco says that's the place to go.
So the farmer's market is an interesting phenomenon. So there was a resurgence of farmer's markets in big cities in the 80s. They have really come into their own now. I think a wide group of people have come to understand the benefits of the farmer's market. So the rules for farmer's market is that the food has to be local. So in any city that you're in, usually the food has to be grown and produced by the person who sells it to you within 200 miles. So right there, you are cutting a path to healthy and delicious living, because you're getting rid of all the food manufacturers that take that beautiful fresh food that those farmers labor over and turn it into frankenfood and giving you diabetes and heart disease and hypertension and, you know, in many cases, slow and painful early death. So farmers markets provide a huge service, and it's a labor of love for them. They're not making a lot of money. They're doing this because it's a way of life that they've chosen that makes sense for them. And they're providing the absolute freshest, most local, seasonal foods, and those are going to be the most nutrient-dense. They're going to be less expensive than stuff that you'll find in fancy grocery stores, who shall remain nameless. It's just a wonderful lifestyle to live, because the farmers are constantly keeping you informed of what's fresh and what's good. And a lot of times they'll accept public assistance. At the end of the day, they'll give away the food because they don't want to drive it back home. So it's just a good way to cut a quick path to a healthy lifestyle.
Rocco DiSpirito, his new book is out today called Rocco's Healthy and Delicious, and we'll talk with him further at 8:45.
Joe Lundberg, the Tompkins Mayapack Bank What to Wear AccuWeather. Everybody's posting on social media. Temps are in the 30s this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's a low to mid-30s, says most...